at times is becoming farcical. And you have to really feel for these players and management. This isn't normal in any shape or form.
For your first chance to hear Brian O'Driscoll on OTB, download the OTB Sports app and turn on your notifications.
OTB AM with Gillette. Put your best face forward with our new and improved razors.
Delighted to be joined now by EBS ambassador and Paralympic silver medalist Nicole Turner, along with her childhood coach and longtime swimming volunteer Emer Matthews, following the final call for nominations for the 2021 Federation of Irish Sport Volunteers in Sport Awards, which is proudly supported by EBS. The awards will see EBS and the Federation of Irish Sport hero the work of volunteers from right around the country who go above and beyond every day to ensure that sport and physical activity takes place in Ireland. To nominate an everyday hero and to be given the chance of winning €1,000 for your local sports club, just visit volunteersinsport.ie. Nominations can be made by a club, an individual or a sporting body, and the closing date for nominations is this Sunday, October 17th. So it's really easy. Get on to volunteersinsport.ie, nominate somebody who you think deserves to win, and you could be given the chance of winning €1,000, all sponsored by EBS. Now, Nicole and Emer, good morning to you both. Nicole, how are you getting on?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. Talk to us a little bit about Emer, because this is all about volunteers and the roles that they play in sport. Why was Emer important in your career?
I suppose if it wasn't for Emer, I wouldn't have learned how to swim. So I'm 19 now. I started out with Piranha Swim Club when I was 5, so back 14 years ago. After I finished all my swimming lessons, I decided to join a club. And the local club here, Port Arlington Leisure Centre, was Piranha Swim Club. And it turned out Emer was the coach of that, but she did it voluntary. So I stayed with Emer for about 7 years, and then I moved on to a different club.
Right, so very formative years, the bit where you get good at swimming, learn not to sink, and then learn to be competitive, and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I did learn how to swim in a few swimming lessons, but Emer was the really one who did get me in the pool and show me all the skills, and I suppose that's where the seed was planted, and then there was a long journey ahead of me, but Emer set out that journey for me.
Did you start competing, what age would your first meets have been?
So my first ever competition was in 2009 at the World Dwarf Games, and this was a games, I call it, it was kind of like a dwarf Paralympics, but nowhere near as serious. It's a games held every 4 years for all dwarfs around the world, and it includes all sorts of sports, swimming, athletics, team sports, cycling, anything you can think of. And it turned out in 2009, it was actually in Belfast. So my parents just decided, you know what, let Nicole go in, see what she can do, and then just so I could compete against people my own size. And then after that, I actually came away with 8 medals.
Wow.
5 gold, 2 silver and a bronze. And 4 of the gold medals were from swimming. So I think that was when something, I guess, was thought about.
Right. Wow. Emer, that must have been a pretty special time then, when you've got this sense that this is a pretty good swimmer. And then finally the competition happens. You're like, well, we've got a really good swimmer, it turns out.
Yeah, and she's very modest, because she also won the Margaret Scott Memorial Trophy that day for being such an impressive swimmer. And we all knew we had magic on our hands then when Nicole competed and won so well that day. Yeah, she's just, I suppose, you know, to be an athlete, a successful athlete, you need to have that drive and that hunger, and that's exactly what Nicole has.
As a volunteer teaching kids how to swim, Emer, like, you really have no clue which of these will go on to be any of the swimmers who are going to represent Ireland. Some of them might just swim for the rest of their lives as a fun, and you've kind of got to be cognizant of that at some level. It's like, you don't want to turn the people off the sport by being too aggressive, but you need to help the people who do have the chance to go on to greatness as well. How do you make that balance and just keep that tension, you know, in your own head?
I suppose in our club, we try and help them realise their potential and let the children lead the way. As in, like, they're the bosses to a certain extent. And it's all about being happy and, you know, being constructive in your criticism to children and to adults. But it has to be a happy place for children to learn to swim. And when you do see somebody that has that potential, then you just encourage them. And Nicole had that potential straight away. And I suppose, you know, with clear, consistent communication always with the swimmers, and it just, they become very confident. They become competent, and then they're happy swimmers, you know?
Is that the thing that motivated you a lot around that time, Nicole? Or is it the sense of, oh my God, I've got a shed load of medals here, I've got to keep doing this thing? What was the big thing that drove you around that period of time?
No, absolutely. Like, I think at that age as well, being a coach for Emer, like, she doesn't want to, I wouldn't have wanted, like, as Emer said, I wanted it to be fun. I didn't want, like, I was 7 years of age. I didn't really see a big, serious side of swimming at that age. So I just wanted to, I wanted it to be, go to a place where I had fun, where I enjoyed it, and I wanted to go. I didn't want to see it as being a chore or something I had to do work for. I wanted to go and meet new friends, spend some time with friends, and just have fun in the water. And that's exactly what Emer made it for the whole 7 years I was in the club.
Do you still feel that, Nicole? Do you still feel that it's fun?
Oh, absolutely. I think if it wasn't fun, I wouldn't do it. Like, it is, looking back now, it is a very serious sport, from what I did see it being, what, 10, 12 years ago. But I think now it is serious. But then, like, the likes of winning a Paralympic silver medal, and getting to travel across the world, that is the fun side. So it does, the hard work does pay off. So I think if it wasn't fun, I wouldn't do it.
And from your perspective, Emer, is it possible to mould those two things, the really high level of performance with enjoying your craft?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you have to just absolutely love it and love winning. And I mean, we all know that Nicole has felt the agony of losing races too. And she's also had the thrill of winning races. And, you know, you take it as it comes. But I think she's very happy in winning and well, obviously not so happy in losing. But you learn from a loss and you learn to progress and you learn what you did wrong. And you have to love it to get up there. I mean, I think this year was probably the hardest year for all athletes, not just swimming, obviously for all sports out there. And for Nicole to go to Tokyo and get onto those blocks without her family and without her friends, you know, she's the bravest person I know, and she, you have to love it, don't you, to be able to do that. And it paid off, you know.
Yeah, it totally did. When did you start taking it totally seriously, Nicole? When did you start dreaming about Paralympic Games? And I'm kind of interested in that period where, you know, the rest of us are kind of fluting around doing everything and you're like, actually, I'm going to get up early and I'm going to do my swimming before school.
I think when I went to the World Dwarf Games in 2009, I actually met Ellie Simmons, and the year before the games, Ellie had just won her first gold medal in Beijing. So I thought, like, what, she was small just like me. I wanted to be like her one day. But like, I was a 7-year-old. I didn't really think anything of that then. But then when I left Emer in 2014, I moved to Leash Marlins in Port Leash, and that was when I'd say the real swimming, the serious swimming did start. That was when I was getting up before school, swimming, going home and swimming after school as well. So I think then, like, that it did get a lot harder, and like, it was still fun, but it started to get a bit more serious then. But that was when I saw the serious side of swimming, and I thought, God, this is all going to pay off. I do want to go to the Paralympics now.
Those games, the World Dwarf Games in Belfast, sound like they were kind of an important moment, almost more in retrospect, where you can kind of trace back something growing inside you. How important was it, that representation? Obviously, the previous year you'd seen something on TV in Beijing that was important, and your mum and dad, I presume, were like, look at this, this is interesting. Mm. And they make the decision to bring you to Belfast, and it goes so well for you. But just that question of representation and actually seeing people like you competing and being part of that, how important was that for your development as an athlete and as a person?
Oh, it's massive. Like, as Emer said, I have experienced success, but I've also experienced, well, I won't call it failure, but like, before I went to the World Dwarf Games, I would enter into swimming competitions like across the local clubs, but the girls were twice the size of me, so like, they'd be a good body length ahead of me. And like back now, I do it the whole time and I think nothing of it, because I've achieved what I want to achieve. But I think back then, all I saw was I wanted to win. And like when I didn't win, it was heartbreaking. So I think when I went to the World Dwarf Games and I was competing against people my own size and everyone who had experienced basically what I had experienced, I think it made a massive impact. And it kind of told me that everything was going to be okay. There are plenty, hundreds and thousands of people around the world just like me, and they seem to go on and live their life. And like Ellie Simmons, she went to a Paralympics and won her Paralympic medal. So I think that's where I saw that the dream could be real.
Emer, a lot of people are wrestling with time deficits and busyness and the sense that they actually can't get involved. They'd like to get involved, but there's a blockage there. And sometimes it's excuses that we all make to ourselves to tell ourselves that we're far too busy to be involved. Sometimes it's a genuine fear of not knowing how to get involved in the first place. Do you have any advice for anybody watching this morning who would like to get involved in whatever it is that their local club is or that their kids are involved in, but just can't make that first leap?
Yeah, just get off the sofa and go up to that coach, person that's involved, chairperson, secretary, it doesn't matter, and just say you want to get involved. Because a coach can impact more young people in a year than an average person does in their lifetime. So if you feel that you have something that will impact a person's life, give positivity, get them off their butts, get them moving, go out there and do it. Because what's the point in sitting at home regretting it, you know? That's my message. And this is such a fantastic award. There are 32 counties in Ireland. 32 clubs are going to receive €1,000 from this partnership with the EBS and the Federation of Irish Sport. And it's the third year they've done this. So I really say get out there and nominate your local club, hero. And if you want to be that hero, you can't do it if you're sitting at home. And it is such a fantastic feeling being a volunteer. Coaching is so fantastic. You kind of feel like people think that, you know, I'm going to be used. It's got nothing to do with that. It's about how you feel about coaching. Like for me, my thank you is kids smiling and being happy and getting their own little bit of achievement. You know, if somebody learns to do a handstand and they've been trying for ages, I'll go home and think, hey, Mary learned to do a handstand today. That is just fantastic. So it's just the tiny little things. It's absolutely wonderful. So just get out there and become a volunteer.
It's a very powerful message, Emer. Thanks a million for giving that to us this morning. Nicole, we haven't spoken to you since you got back from the Paralympics. How are you feeling now about the whole thing?
Now it's thankfully settling down. I think getting to a Paralympics is a massive achievement, but I think getting a medal is another achievement in itself. And like going to Rio, I was half a second away from a bronze medal in Rio. And when I look back, there was disappointment, but then I thought, I can't really be disappointed with that. It was my first ever Paralympic Games and I was top five in the world. But then going into Tokyo, I'd say there was a lot more pressure on me going into Tokyo because I'd won a world bronze medal in 2019. So people were kind of I have stepped up on the world stage before. So going into Tokyo, I wouldn't say there was pressure and expectation, but I think it was more hope from myself and everyone else that I was going to win a medal. But I didn't really think anything of it until the race day. And then I think it gave me confidence when just after the heat swim, I qualified second fastest into the final, of which I thought I would have qualified third, if not fourth. So I think from the morning swim, I kind of knew if I gave it everything, I was in with a good chance for a medal.
I'm sure winning the medal was amazing, Nicole, but nothing endorses an athlete more than two counties fighting over the identity of an athlete. So tell us, how did it feel to be in the middle of this diplomatic tension between County Leash and County Offaly?
I mean, I try not get involved. although my brother made it a bit worse. Well, he proved it when he wore an Offaly jersey on the TV. I say, technically I do live in Offaly, of which when my mom and dad bought the house 20 years ago, they got told it was Leash until they saw Offaly flags up when there was a county final on or something, and they only found out then that it was Offaly. We get our post quicker when we say leash. But we're literally about 200 metres from the river, so we're right on the border. So whichever county wants me, they can claim me.
It's a great thing to be for people to be fighting over it, and well deserved as well. Nicole, great to have you with us again, and thanks a million, and congratulations on your medal and everything else that's coming your ways too. And Emer, I think that was one of the most passionate and best exhortations we've ever had for people to get involved. So thanks to both of you this morning. It was a brilliant piece, and best of luck with everything. Cheers.
Thank you.
So the volunteersinsport.ie is the website, and as Emer pointed out there, they're going to give away €32,000, €1,000 to each of the counties. All you got to do is make sure that your nominations are in before this Sunday, October the 17th.